How now, good fellow, what all amort? I pray thee, tell me what is the news? Trading is dead, and I am sorry for't, which makes me look worse than I use. If a man hath no employment whereby to get a penny, he hath no enjoyment if that he wanteth money, and charity is not used by many. I have nothing to spend, nor I've nothing to lend. I've nothing to do, I tarry at home. Sitting in my chair, drawing near to the fire, I fell into a sleep like an idle drone. And as I slept, I fell into a dream. I see a play acted without your theme, but I could not tell what the play did mean. But afterwards I did perceive, and something more I did understand. The stage was the world wherein we live, the actors they were all mankind. And when the play is ended, the stage down they fling, then there will be no difference in this thing between a beggar and a king. The first that acted, I protest, was Time with a glass and a scythe in his hand, with the globe of the world upon his breast, to show that he could the same command. There's a time for to work and a time for to play, a time for to borrow and a time for to pay, and a time that doth call us all away. Conscience in order takes his place, and very gallantly plays his part. He fears not to fly in a ruler's face, although it cuts him to the heart. He tells him that all this is the later age, which puts the actors into such a rage that they kicked poor Conscience off the stage. Plain dealing presently appears in habit like a simple man. The actors at him mocks and jeers, pointing their fingers as they ran. How came this fellow into our company? Away with him, many a gallant did cry, for plain dealing will a beggar die. Dissimulation mounted the stage, but he was clothed in gallant attire. He was acquainted with young and age, many his company did desire. They entertained him in their very breast, there he could have harbor and quietly rest. For dissemblers and turncoats fare the best. Then cometh in poor Charity, methinks she looked wondrous old. She quivered and she shaked most piteously. It grieved me to think she was grown so cold. She had been in the city and in the country, amongst the lawyers and nobility, but there was no room for poor Charity. Then in comes Truth, not clothed in wool, but like unto youth in his white long sleeves, and says the land it is full, 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 too full of rebels worse than thieves. The city's full of poverty, the French are full of pride, fanatics full of envy which order can't abide, and the usher's bags are full beside. Hark how Bellona's dreams they do beat, methinks they go rattling through the town. Hark how they thunder through the street, as though they would shake the chimneys down. Then comes in Mars, the great god of war, and bids us face about and be as we were. But when I awaked, I sate in my chair.